Welcome to Busy Moms Podcast. Hang on and here we go. Today I have a special guest host, Pastor Grenz, with me, who is going to talk about Thanksgiving.
Oh, good to be here. Glad to be with you today. Hey, I got a question for you. Everybody out there, what's your favorite mealtime prayer? Right? We all know, come Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. We know God is great, God is good, and we thank him for our food. I like this one. When people ask me to pray, I usually go with rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, yay God. And then everybody looks at me like, you can't do that, you're a pastor. And I go, okay, let's do come Lord Jesus. But there's plenty of times where your kids go to camp, they learn the Superman prayer, they learn Flintstones, Adam's Family, all sorts of fun stuff. My family does one that is kind of fun. Lord, we thank you for the food before us, the family around us, the love between us, and your presence among us. That is a fun one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Jerry has started to, she was doing a prayer at dinner at mealtimes that they learned in preschool, and Raylan and Jack have learned it as well. Now she's doing our Lord's Prayer for every meal.
That is a good one. Daily bread is in there.
It's great because instead of, you know, our Father who art in heaven, she'll be like, Dear Lord in heaven, yep. Hallowed be thy name.
Hey. And the wording is not as important as most people make it out to be. So, but the question then becomes, why do we do these meal prayers, mm-hmm. right? As I was growing up, it was you did that because you were a good Christian. It was mm-hmm. exactly what you were supposed to do. And if you didn't do it, somehow your meal wasn't going to be as good, wouldn't taste right or something.
Okay.
Right? I don't think that's really what most people understand mealtime prayers to be, is something you have to do. But I think most people don't have an understanding of why we do it. And the whole purpose behind it actually comes out of the catechism. Luther's small catechism has the six chief parts that you all learn in catechism class. But then there's some more stuff in there. The table of duties, the daily prayers, Christian questions and their answers, which are all about communion. And these are the things that nobody knows about because they didn't have to learn them in catechism
class. I did not learn them at all.
So the daily prayer section has Luther's morning and evening prayer that a lot of Lutherans know, and some other people do as well. But then it also has a section called Asking a Blessing and Returning Thanks. Asking a Blessing says, the children and members of the household shall go to the table reverently, fold their hands and say, Psalm 145, 15 and 16, the eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Then shall be said the Lord's Prayer, Jerry's right on track, and following, Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us and these your gifts which we receive from your bountiful goodness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, some people might know that one. If you're a Blue Bloods fan, that's what the family says around the table all the time.
Okay.
It's actually Lutheran. Don't tell them. Then there is also something for after the meal, returning thanks. After eating, they shall in like manner, reverently and with folded hands, say, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. That's Psalm 136, verses 1 and 25, and 147, verses 9 to 11. Then shall be said the Lord's Prayer. And following, we thank you, Lord God, Heavenly Father, for all your benefits. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. These are wonderful prayers. Mm-hmm. What's great about it is that it adds in some Bible verses. Why do we pray to God because of this? Because we look to him for our provision. To a certain extent, we as Christians sometimes forget that there's more to Christianity than Jesus. There's God the Father, who created all things and still sustains them, the catechism teaches us. And so our daily prayers and our prayers before meals are actually opportunities to remember God the Father and what he has done. And remember that he is still taking care of us each and every day and that he provides us our house, our home, our food, our family, everything that we need for this body and life. And so these prayers and all table prayers that come also are dealing with this first commandment type of idea. First creed, first article of the creed type of idea. They also then tie into the Lord's Prayer. Everybody knows the Lord's Prayer. We always pray, give us this day our daily bread. These mealtime prayers are another way of reminding us that God does that, that God gives us these things. And I don't think most Christians take that to heart or understand that fully. again, it's, I think most Christians just kind of do it out of duty. They do it because I'm supposed to.
Yeah, no, I'll be guilty of that.
And unfortunately, what do we most of the time do when things we're supposed to do? We just kind of, when we get old enough to set our own rules, where do they go? Mm-hmm. Out the window.
Yes, they have.
That's why this little part of the catechism is such a useful thing. And so I would encourage everyone who listens to this and everyone who is thinking about and trying to understand God more and more to make use of this part of the catechism, to do it. First off, your kids have to learn it and all that sort of thing. Maybe you don't want to do all the Bible verses with it, but the prayers are good because they focus us on God and His provision and His grace towards us, but then also remind us where our daily bread comes from. And why do we pray and thank God for that? Why do we pray and ask His blessing upon the food? Because it all comes from Him, and because without Him we have nothing. It's a good little challenge for us, especially in our day and age where Thanksgiving is food, family, and football.
Yeah.
Maybe not even faith. Yeah. So a good challenge for us as Christians to take to heart more of what the Scriptures say, not just the part about Jesus, but the part about God the Father as well, and what He does every day. What does the Scripture say? The sun rises on the wicked and the righteous alike? Yes, every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
It's a lot to take in, sure. You know.
Sure.
But I never thought of meal prayers as anything more than just thanking God for what we were given, and not, there's so much more meaning to it. And it does go back to, as busy moms, we talk about diving into the Word and stuff. And it's very... I really like that the catechism has the Bible verses in there to remind us that, you know, once again, get in the Word because He's going to give you the answers.
And the wonderful thing about the catechism is that, as Luther called it, it's the layman's Bible.
Okay.
The Bible itself can be very overwhelming for people. It's overwhelming for me at times. And trying to get into everything that is there can be hard. The catechism kind of pares it down. I won't call it the Reader's Digest of the Bible. It doesn't do it justice, but it does give us bite-sized chunks. And so maybe this is an encouragement for everyone to dust off their catechism. What's in there? And if you don't have one, come see me. I'll get you one.
Yes, he will. I have one that I'm trying to dive into. So thank you. I just appreciate that, you know.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Thank you. So we're going to end our podcast with a prayer. Pastor, if you don't mind.
This is actually straight out of the new catechism that has come out, that is actually more of a devotional book. And so this is the prayer that goes with this part in the catechism. Gracious Father, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living creature. Teach us to acknowledge you as the Lord who provides for all our needs of body and soul, and so also give thanks to you for all your bountiful gifts through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our blessings to you. And remember to fight for those 10 minutes.